We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. The time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. Tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this opening day, Friday, November 15th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Chuck or Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Because of all the things that we are involved in, I love deer hunting. It's something I did with my dad before he died when I was 8 years old, December 13th, 1966, in a car accident. That November 15th of 1965, or excuse me, 1966, I went deer hunting with my dad. He went to Sears and Roebuck and bought a Model 94 Winchester 30-30 short barrel lever action deer rifle. He bought the hunting pants, the Elmer Fudd bright red and black wool hunting pants, hunting shirt, hunting jacket, the one that had the sewn in little patch area for your deer tag license that you used to wear on the back of your jacket, the red Elmer Fudd hat. He got me red clothing as a child, 8 years old. We went out into the woods and we sat and we talked. During the break, I was doing some things. I brought in a fresh jug of MAGA water because we were out. As I was coming back to the microphone just now, in the backyard of the home studio, very slowly walking, majestically, was an 8-point buck. I literally could have opened the back door and shot and bagged my buck right here, probably 30 feet, maybe 25, from this microphone. It made me think of my dad, because the buck that just walked by in our backyard was about the exact same size and rack my father bagged when I was with him November 15th, opening day of 1966. That day, I had no idea that my dad was going to be dead less than a month later. December 13th, 1966. It was the last memory I distinctively remember about my dad. He taught me how to cut grass that summer. He taught me how to take out the trash. He taught me how to take care of the flower beds. He taught me how to deer hunt. I'll never forget it. And during this past break, I heated up Miss Vicky's coffee. Honey, it's in the microwave. I went out to the garage and got a fresh 7-gallon jug of MAGA water. And I'm walking back to this microphone. My phone is plugged in and being charged. I couldn't grab it quick enough to click on camera to take a picture of that buck. But it was a God thing. I wasn't supposed to take a picture. I saw it. It immediately took me back to deer hunting opening day 1966 with my dad. Short break. We'll be right back.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
By now, y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fix any gun you put in front of him. The Gun Doctor is a certified gunsmith. You won't find one better in the north, and you sure as heck don't have to travel out of town to go see one. Get your quality gun work done right here in your town. Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey. Give Tom a call today at 231-838-5571. Come see the Gun Doctor.
Hey Patriots, Veteran John here in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. MAGA water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, veteran-owned. Go to MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's MAGAwater.com or call 231-818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
Remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the Gun Doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the Gun Doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
my head.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second segment of hour number three on this opening day, November 15th, 2024 edition. Joining us on the line is a very avid deer hunter, good friend of ours, our Farm Bureau insurance agent, Tristan Coles, on the line. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Randy and listeners. How are you?
Well, you were already out with your daughter and you were deer hunting this morning. What did you guys see?
Yes, yeah, so we had a great time in a little spot of public land up in Charlevoix County. We're sitting there in the cedar swamp, and it's really quiet this morning, just a faint little trickle of a breeze, and watched a couple of does come by, and then, it was about 9 o'clock, a little after 9, and a little buck come up and wandered around a little bit, and we're fairly picky on what kind of antlers we harvest, so this wasn't in the realm of a shooter for us. And the temperature's not quite right for taking does yet, but we'll harvest. We eat about 6 deer a year at our house, so we'll harvest multiple deer between now and the end of the year.
Now, you, as well as the DNR and some very experienced hunters that have texted me during the show this week, I talked about opening day being, of course, today, and everybody is saying, take the does, let the bucks go. Don't take the bucks, take the does. Explain that to the audience, why?
Yeah, so what that really means is we're, pass up those young bucks, those year and a half old bucks, those small antlers. Sometimes they have decent sized antlers, but let those go to grow another year or two to turn into nice big bucks and build some body mass on them as well and take some does. Some statistics for you, we're overpopulated by and large in the state of Michigan. A couple million deer across the state. It's catastrophic to drivers out there with the auto accidents, car deer crashes, but to just stabilize a deer population, statistically you need to harvest 40% of the does. You need to take 40% of these deer out in order just to stabilize. If we're actually going to reduce the deer herd, we need to take more than 40% of the deer out. And it's no secret we have to take the deer herd down, and so we need people to shoot does, multiple does. You can buy over the counter tags that are good on public or private land. You can buy up to 10 apiece, so there's no excuse for not taking a few does out.
Well, and on that point, and this is something that people need to understand, does produce obviously the babies, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Well, the bucks, they can actually impregnate multiple does.
Oh, but, absolutely.
Well, that's the whole problem, is because of the doe population being so readily available. Man, what a great time to be an 8-point buck right now.
Well, so a real quick lesson. I used to raise white-tailed deer a number of years ago, and you can have a one buck in a pen with 20 does, and his antlers are going to be smaller the next year because of the stress of breeding those does, even though he has no competition. And so when we have so many does, we're stressing out our deer because they're breeding so frequently that it slows down their body mass, the increase in their body mass and the development of their actual body, and for sure it suppresses genetics in their antler growth as well. So we're not seeing the genetic potential in many of our areas. We really want to have, 3 does per buck or so would be ideal. That way those older age class bucks that have physically matured are the ones doing the majority of the breeding. And that allows those year and a half, 2.5 year old bucks to develop physically before they actually actively start breeding does.
Sure, absolutely. And one of the other components that I was taught as a young man with my dad and others, they always, spike horns and, yep, and the young bucks, let them go. Don't, yes, shoot them, right?
Well, so with the young bucks, a year and a half old bucks, what you're talking about, spike, yeah, 4-corn, little 6-pointer, they can even have more points than that as a year and a half old. The yield of venison off of a year and a half old buck is going to be less than the venison yield off of a mature doe. And so if you're harvesting for meat and you say, the antlers don't matter to me, well, then you definitely want to be shooting those big mature does because you're going to get more venison off of them.
Well, the young 8-pointer that walked by, I guarantee he was probably about a year and a half, maybe two. He was very small. It reminded me of the deer my dad shot. But the point is this. The yield is amazing because after gutting and after deboning and everything else, like you say, it sometimes these mature does are basically sometimes 2-to-1 on the ratio of yielding the meat.
Yeah, they're a lot bigger, and you know, when you take that doe out, you're also helping stabilize and potentially reduce the herd in your general area. And again, we have so many deer, it causes an increase in auto insurance rates because of car deer crashes. It also has a major impact on our agriculture, and deer do a ton of damage, literally tons of damage our agricultural producers, whether it's bucks rubbing on small fruit trees, whether it's, you know, them trampling and eating, you know, corn or going in and mowing down a section of alfalfa or soybeans. They really, really have it's a huge problem for agriculture in Michigan.
Absolutely. Well, we had a couple of text messages. Greg was complaining that the tag fees jumped up. They're up to $20 a tag. Mm-hmm. They should be $5, and in his opinion.
Yeah, there's some discussion going on right now. The DNR tag, you know, license fee increases haven't gone up in quite a number of years. And I know the DNR is on the cusp of and is floating license fee increases out there. And so I've reached out to multiple lawmakers to ask them to deal with this. And if the DNR is going to get something, they need to give something. And we can change how the tags are priced, how things are laid out, because, you know, the DNR with inflation, it does cost more to run the department, to run, you know, conservation programs. It does take more money, but they have not produced, and they have not come through for sportsmen in the way that they could have and should have and should be right now. So there's a lot of conversations that need to be had before any license fee increases were ever floated.
Yeah, absolutely. But like you say, definitely promote taking as many does as we can.
Yes.
And people need to understand. Now, here's one thing I used to do when I was hunting. If we wouldn't consume all the venison, drop it off at your local food pantry.
Yeah, well, so I'm a member of Bel Air Rotary. We've earmarked some money to pay for some processing fees to put ground venison, you know, that free-range, natural, unbelievable-tasting protein in these food pantries in the form of ground meat that everybody knows how to use. The Farm Bureau insurance agents have what's called the Agent Charitable Fund, and most of us agents put, you know, we donate into this, and we're working there to pay for some processing as well to help put venison, this free-range, organic, phenomenal protein, into food pantries so that, you know, the less fortunate and those that need a little hand up can get access to that. So we're you know, solving multiple things. You know, Farm Bureau's mission overall is not only to help with solving hunger, but it is to solve our hunger problem that we have with so many families in Michigan. And venison is a renewable resource. It's not something that's a one-time use. We've got to, you know, continue to take these deer every single year. Remember, 40% every single year just to stabilize the population. That's about the ultimate renewable resource.
Yes, absolutely. And so many uses of that ground venison, making chili, spaghetti, lasagna, meatloaf. I mean, the list goes on and on and on.
Yeah.
And it's very, these other items that go into them, whether it's chili, it's beans, and a little bit of tomato sauce or whatever, it's not very expensive to be able to create meals using ground venison.
That's right. And so I would encourage hunters out there, all the hunters that are listening, shoot an extra deer. You know, if you can pay for that processing yourself and then donate that, you know, just have it all ground, you know, ground 100%
of it. Every 100%, you know, absolutely.
And get that, drop that box of ground venison off at your local, you know, pantry, to get that out with the folks, out to families. I just can't stress it enough how important it is that us hunters take this bull by the horns, this buck by the horns, and solve this problem. Because what's going to happen, Randy, is we're going to get to a point where, because we're hemorrhaging hunter numbers, we're not killing enough deer, that the government will come in through wildlife services and they will depopulate deer.
Yeah,
that's the last thing that I want to see happen. That happens on airports and in urban areas right now. But it's going to happen on a broad scale if us hunters and sportsmen don't step up and reduce this deer population.
Absolutely. And again, as you know, in a parking lot, had a little incident with one of our vehicles, and been talking to some body shops. Tristan, I cannot find a body shop in northern Michigan that is going to be able to repair the Jeep until probably January or February because of deer accidents.
Yes. So you know, it's a leading cause in the increase in auto insurance is the how often and how many car deer accidents there are. And look at how expensive it is to fix a vehicle. You know, what used to be a few hundred dollars, you know, to replace a bumper is now a few thousand dollars.
It's ridiculous. I got a quote from one guy, and it's over $3,000. I'm like, you're an idiot. I'm done talking to you.
Yeah.
You know, he won't bump and paint this little hole. He wants to replace the entire bumper. And I'm like, no, I'm not dealing with you. I'm not going to do that. So I'm taking it up to Ken's up here in Elk Rapids, and he bumps and paints for me all the time. So it's ridiculous. And you know the other thing, because of deer, how many folks, we're talking to Tristan Cole from Bel Air Farm Bureau insurance agent, how many deer have you guys seen on the road? I have seen in U.S. 31 driving up from Traverse City. I'm talking about crossing the county line. Uh-huh. Tristan, from the city limits, there's four before I got to Town Line Road. Once I got north of Town Line, I counted six before Barnes Road turning into the home studio.
Yeah, so think about how much money that is to repair the vehicles that smoke those deer.
Unbelievable.
So, if we want to help control, if you want to directly control and have an impact on, you know, stabilizing, lowering the cost of auto insurance, let's reduce the deer herd.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's up to us hunters to do it. And, you know, there's no grand conspiracy by the insurance companies, you know, to collude with the DNR to do this. It just simply needs to be done. And the auto insurance companies, it's an algorithm. They just adjust their rates to make up for it so that they stay the same. Where if it goes down, they can reduce their costs. And it's going to save us all money.
It's the same algorithm. Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Well, listen, I'm going to put out the text message TC. Tristan Cole, just text me TC. I'll text you his office phone number. His website is tristancole.com. You can do this, folks. I talked about it yesterday. A couple of you responded. Basically, do an insurance checkup. You get your deck, DEC pages from your insurance agent emailed to you. You forward them to Tristan's office. He then can absolutely do an insurance checkup for you. One of the things that we really want to push and want to help Tristan with is this bonus pay so he can hire another person for life insurance policies. You can actually add a life insurance policy, increase your multi-policy discount, maybe get it for free, help him qualify for the bonus, hire another staffer for his office in Bel Air. It's a win-win-win-win situation for everybody. So again, text me TC for Tristan Cole, and I'll send you that information. Final comments you'd like to say to the hunters for the next 15 days.
Well, good luck. Be safe. Take a kid out. Take somebody that's never hunted out and help them harvest a deer. And remember, those life insurance applications, the app is the first step, and it costs you nothing to call in. It takes about 20 minutes. We go through that stuff. And remember, when I'm quoting your PC, your home, your business, your auto policies, it takes time to go through your stuff and get things right. I ask a lot of questions. I've had a lot of people say, nobody's ever asked me that before. And it's because I care about covering your stuff correctly.